Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is 2:06 in the final hour of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on weather, traffic, and a host of other stories going on around our community here in the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota. And Lindsey Brown is in the studio making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline and making sure I don't talk too much and stay on time. One of the things that I do too much of is laughing. I don't think that you could ever laugh enough. That is the best medicine. I think I have stayed out of the hospital and not had a stroke because I spend too much time laughing. It's my stress relief. It's my daily pill. It is my routine and the thing that I do the most, which is why my company is called ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, because that's my calling in life. Is to spread joy and laughter. And, you know, I just kept hearing people say all the time, Shaletta makes me laugh. Oh my God, here comes Shaletta. She makes me laugh. And the Lord was like, that's because I was trying to figure out, what am I going to call my company? What are we going to call this thing, Lord? What is the name of the thing going to be that you got me doing? And I kept hearing that over and over again, no matter where I was. And I remember the last time I heard it, when I knew that that was going to be the name of my company. I was at KSTP. I was getting ready to go on Twin Cities Live. And when I got out of my car, I had a football helmet, shoulder pads, a football, and some cleats, and a wagon. I was going to guest co-host Twin Cities Live with Ben Lieber, former Vikings football great. And some reporters were leaving to go out on the story. And they were like, I got to get by TV, because if Shaletta's co-hosting Twin Cities Live, she is going to make me laugh. And I was like, okay, that's it. I heard that like 10 times this week, because I know that laughter is the best medicine. There's two things that we all have in common, with three. We're going to laugh at some point. We're going to cry at some point. And at some point, we are going to die. And that has nothing to do with the color of our skin. It has nothing to do with who we voted for president or where we live. Let's do a little bit more to that laughing before we die. So when I found out there was a college in New Jersey that has launched the world's first PhD in happiness studies, I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is my jam. This is my love language. Who is the director of happiness studies at Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey? Oh, Professor Tal Ben-Shahar. Okay, let me get him on the Shaletta Show. And he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the happiness professor himself. Dr. Tal, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Shaletta, and thank you for making us laugh. contributes big time to your happiness.
Oh, my God. And you know, I was reading the story in the New York Post, and the quote that you gave that stuck with me the most, it says, you said, around the world, we're seeing a huge surge in anxiety, depression, loneliness, and overall dissatisfaction, not only among adults, but increasingly among children and adolescents. They are not laughing. They are not happy. How did you come up with this PhD in happiness?
Yeah, so I became interested in this topic because of my own unhappiness. You know, when I was back when I was a student, you know, 30 years ago, I was doing well academically. I was an athlete. I had friends, and yet I wasn't laughing. I was, you know, waking up every morning in misery, and it didn't make sense to me. Because I looked at my life from the outside, and I checked the boxes. And yet, I was miserable. And I decided to start studying this topic, you know, going deeply into it. And it helped me. And then I decided that I wanted to share what I'd learned with others. So I started to teach it. And, you know, 30 years later, I'm helping, hopefully, other people do the same, become happier and teach happiness.
And, you know, it really is a choice. Now, I don't want you stealing this to put in your curriculum unless you have me to come and teach it. If you have me to come and teach it, that's fine. But the one thing that we teach our children have autism. I have four kids. Three of them are on the spectrum. And even with limited vocabulary, we have taught them that happiness is a choice. And I'm so glad that you said that, because just like you have to decide to stay married, or you have to decide to pay your bills, or you have to decide what you're going to eat for dinner, you have to decide that you are going to be happy no matter what the circumstances are, right?
Yeah. So what you need to decide is that you're going to put in the effort and work. And again, it can be pleasurable and fun work, but it's work in order to be happy, because many people believe that you just need to, you know, read a book on happiness or have a good idea about happiness, and that's enough. And that's the same as saying, I just need to read a book about playing tennis, and then I'll become, you know, a superstar.
Come on now. Amen. Or I'm going to just read a book about golf, and I'm going to be the next Tiger Woods. No, baby, that's something you got to practice every day. Exactly. It is intentional. Because I'm going to just tell you, Dr. Tall, these past 2 weeks, the devil has been on my toes. Do you hear me? I'm going to just tell you. Okay, so here's what's going on the past 2 weeks, Dr. Tall. Totaled my ex-husband's car. Totaled it. He let me borrow it. Totaled it. It is totaled. Go up to the university where my son is. I got to yoke him up because he done got himself in some trouble. The trouble has cost me $5,000 to start with. There may be more that I have to pay. Found out from my accountant in our meeting this week that my business lost $11,000 in 1 month, because all the companies that were looking to work with black businesses after George Floyd died, they pulling out. They don't want to do that no more. Now, I could sit over here, Dr. Tall, and be unhappy and depressed and sad and have anxiety, but I have to make a decision to be happy, to be filled with joy, and then to turn around and make other people laugh. That is a muscle. You got to use that thing, Dr. Tall.
It's exactly that. It's a muscle. And the nice thing about making other people laugh is that it doesn't just help them. It also helps us. Because to give is to receive. And whether we're giving, you know, for kindness or whether laughter or even a smile, if that is all we can put on, that makes a difference in other people's lives and in return in ours. In fact, the best way, the best antidote to depression and anxiety and sadness is helping other people. And again, in whatever way you can, whether it is making them laugh or smile, or just being kind to them.
I love that. I love that. And Dr. Tall, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, because when we come back, I want to know how you convince Dr. Caldwell to offer this PhD program, because I can't imagine. And I'm a professor over at the University of Minnesota. Okay. I teach a podcasting class, and I can't imagine going to the dean or the president of the university and saying, you know what, I got this idea. I want to teach a PhD in happiness. I think I would think, Dr. Tao, that they would laugh me out of the room. That would be the laughter, like a PhD in happiness. I got to figure out how this all came about. More with the happiness professor when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 2:18. You are listening to the sounds of None Above. Remember that name. They are a singing group right here in the Twin Cities, and they are on the verge of superstardom. They've been on America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell absolutely fell in love with them. I fell in love with them watching them at the Mall of America this past Thursday. They perform in town, and if you have an event coming up and you need entertainment, whether it is a gala, a bar mitzvah, a birthday party, a wedding, a fundraiser, they are the ones you need to book because you're going to want to say, I knew them when. They have the star power, and I'm not being blasphemous, y'all. They have the star power of a Prince or a Morris Day and the Time. Like, they're going to come out of Minneapolis and be the new sound of our generation. Remember when the Minneapolis sound was taking over the world and Janet Jackson and New Edition and Patti LaBelle and everybody was coming to Minnesota to work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis? These kids, None Above, are going to be the new Minneapolis sound. So I'm telling you right now, I told Sean, my ex-husband, I said, listen, you are planning this big Christmas event with your men's group, the Monitors. Y'all are looking for entertainment. you got to book these kids. And I say kids, but they're like in their 20s. They're like, you know, mid-20s. And they've been performing for years. I'm telling you, they are absolutely amazing. So I'm playing their music for the entire show so you guys get to hear them. And I'm talking about something right now that I am passionate about, and that is being happy. You know, we have a saying in my house, happiness is a choice. You have to, despite everything that's going on in your life, you've got to choose to be happy. So imagine my delight when I found out that Dr. Tall, the happiness professor, had a happiness studies academy and a PhD program in happiness studies at a college in New Jersey. I was like, okay, I know he's in New Jersey and I'm in Minnesota, but we're going to have to get on the phone and talk. So he is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Dr. Tal Ben-Hashar. Welcome back. Now, before the break, we were talking about this. You went to the college, you sat down, you talked to Dr. Caldwell over at Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and you said, I want to do the first PhD in happiness studies. It's fully virtual. It's a 4-year program, and it's designed to train experts in the science of well-being. And they didn't laugh you out of the room?
Well, not Dr. Dale Caldwell. He was actually very excited about it. And in fact, asked me, you know, can we start this year? And he was the one pushing for it. Now, he wasn't the first one that I went to. I'd been looking for a home for a happiness studies master's program and a PhD program for a long time. And yes, you are right. People didn't take it seriously because they didn't understand that this is not just something that is nice to have, but absolutely essential in today's world as an antidote to depression, antidote to anxiety, and to the misery that we see around us. And Dale Caldwell understood it from the word go, and he's been my partner ever since.
Oh my gosh, I just love this. So it's a fully virtual program. Talk to me about the curriculum.
Yeah, so there are two objectives, essentially, whether it's to the master's degree or the PhD. First of all, it's to increase your own happiness because you want to lead by example. You want to be the change that you want to see in the world, in the words of Gandhi. Second, it's about how can you then teach it, and teach it as an evidence-based scientific discipline. So this is not just something, you know, a nice idea that someone had. This is all based on rigorous research. So for example, when we talk about how laughter can make you happier and how it's contagious, we also talk about the neurons in your brain that are firing and that are helping the neurons of others, those who watch you, who observe you, fire as well. We talk about the physiological reaction that happens in your body as a result of laughter and how that strengthens your immune system. We talk about how that motivates you and how that motivation leads to more success. So it's all connected through research and applied research. So not just theoretical. So how can you take that and introduce it in your family? How can you introduce it in the workplace? And so on.
And so what's the goal of the PhD program? Is it to get more people out there teaching folks how to be happy? Do you want happiness PhDs throughout the country at other colleges and universities? You know, in 10 years, what do you want to see from this program?
Yes, it's exactly that and more. So I would like there to be happiness studies programs at universities. I would like PhDs in happiness studies to teach at a business school, to teach in a school of education, because we know that businesses that are concerned about the well-being of their employees actually do better. We know that students, if you increase their levels of well-being, not only do they perform better, the levels of aggression and bullying goes down. They're more generous and kind. So in every parameter you look at and in every domain, whether it's education, whether it's business, whether it's, of course, therapy and coaching and medicine and law, everywhere you look at, you increase levels of well-being, performance goes up, relationships improve. people live better and longer as a result of it. So why not teach it, especially when today we have a science of happiness?
Yeah.
It's not just hearsay.
Mm-hmm. But what do you say to those people who say, you know, I don't have anything to be happy about? Look at what's going on in the world. I mean, look at what's going on in Gaza.
Yeah.
Every time I turn on the news, there's something. You know, there's nothing to smile about. There's nothing to be happy about. You know, how can we convince those people that this is a science and that it's possible?
And not only is it a science and is it possible, it's also necessary, because we know that when we increase levels of well-being, what we're doing is also enhancing levels of generosity and kindness. So we will have less violence in our world. Again, happiness is not just about feeling good. Happiness is also about enhancing qualities such as goodness and generosity and benevolence and openness. So there'll be a lot more good in the world when happiness levels increase.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me that. Because I literally live this every day, and I try to bring it wherever I go. And people say, well, Shaletta, you just change the dynamic of the room. When you bring joy and you bring happiness, you bring light, you know, and my role, Dr. Tall, is to light up the room, to light up the people in the room, to light up the people who are thinking about coming to the room, to leave light in the room after I am long gone, so that, you know, I always like to tell people, my goal is that when people are in a room that I'm not in, when they say my name, everybody smiles, or somebody chuckles, or somebody tells a funny story. Yeah. Because the one thing that I know, Dr. Tall, and I don't know if this is part of your curriculum, but happiness is also contagious.
Yeah, exactly. So we all have mirror neurons in our brains. When we see someone smile, we're more likely to smile. When we see someone being authentic, real, kind, we're more likely to follow suit. Now, the interesting thing, and this is something that I tell my students, you know, if I make three people smile, and those three people make each one, three more people smile, and those nine make 27 more people smile, so each one three more, within 21 iterations, the whole world is smiling. So the difference that we can make by making people smile or laugh is quite literally mind-boggling. So why not do that if we can?
Okay, now the PhD at Centenary College is the fastest growing Master's Arts and Happiness Studies, the first master's degree of its kind. Last year, Dr. Tall, 87 students from 13 countries participated in the first graduating class. What are you hearing from your students who have been through the program? Because this is, you know, the one thing I like about this is it's new, like it's brand new and nobody's talking about it. And so I get to talk about it and tell people about something they've never heard about. But so it's new to me, but these kids have matriculated through your program. What are you hearing from them now that they're out in the world practicing it?
Yeah, so they're doing incredible things. We have graduates who are now implementing these ideas in hospitals. We have teachers in a classroom who are making a real difference in their students' lives. And these students are in turn making a difference in their parents, in their families' lives. We have a mayor who's introducing the science of happiness in her town, making a difference in thousands and thousands of lives. You know, when I created the master's program, I thought, okay, you know, I'll finish that. I'll teach it once or twice and then move on. I'm hooked, and I'm hooked for a simple reason, because I see the difference that our mm-hmm. students and our graduates are making.
Okay, so like my friend Christy Peel, she owns Media Mindfield. Once or twice a year, she does like a big thing where she brings all her minors together and they learn or they listen or they have a project. I do the same over here at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I just copy it off her. There's nothing new in life. I'm copying off the people I love and know. And so I bring all my people together and we do something mm-hmm. similar, whether it's a project or something like that. And so, you know, when you talk about the mayor implementing it and bringing it in, you know, you think people say, well, you just always happy. Everything must be going right. And it's not. It's a science. It's like H2O. It's not always water. It's hydrogen and it's oxygen. You got to put it together. And you said that. You said it's a science. Talk to me about the science of happiness.
Yeah. So, you know, for many, many years, the whole field of happiness was really dominated by the New Age or self-help movement. And there are some great ideas there, but they're not researched. They're not tested. And therefore, they don't always help. Whereas all the ideas that we teach are rigorously tested. They're tested on children, on adults, and we first make sure that they work, and then we implement them. And after we implement them, we also test the outcome. And this is how science makes progress. And there's no reason why we can make progress in the science of physical wellness, but not in the science of mental health.
Ooh, you preaching a whole sermon. See, now we're going to have to call you Reverend because you just preached a whole sermon. Dr. Tall, you got to tell us how folks can get in touch with you, because we have, I think, 17 Fortune 500 companies here in Minnesota, and the smart people listen to our radio show, right? And so they are putting on these clinics and these workshops and these weekends and week-long trainings for their employees, and nobody wants sad employees. Nobody wants bullying in the workplace. Everybody wants their folks to be happy and to practice the science of happiness to increase productivity. How can they get in touch with you? Because they ain't gonna bear to go to New Jersey and take the class, but they might want you to come over here and do a workshop or something.
Great. Thank you. So they can get a hold of me and the program at happinessstudies, all one word, .academy. happinessstudies.academy. And, you know, we'd love to hear from anyone interested in making our beautiful world a happier place.
All right. Now, listen, I got some friends who live in New Jersey. And so if you need me to come and guest teach, you need me to come in there and talk to your kids. I am looking for a reason to get away from my own kids and hang out with my girlfriend. So I'm always available to hop on a plane and come and visit you at the college.
Thank you. I think I'll take you up on that.
All right. Okay. Don't play with me. I'll be knocking on your door. Like, did you say today? was it today I was supposed to be here? Oh, because I told my kids I was going to be gone for a week because I was teaching. Okay. Well, just let me hang out in your guest room and I'll just hang out. And then if you find some time, fine. Otherwise, I'll be napping. Yeah. I'm just looking, you know, I got four kids. I'm always looking for a reason to get away. Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show and for the work that you are doing, not only spreading happiness, but spreading joy. We appreciate you.
Thank you for all that you do. Bye-bye.
All right. You all stick around. It's 2:32. We've got more to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is 2:35. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Still rocking out to the tunes of None Above. And let me tell you something. Have y'all ever had like breakfast or lunch with a friend and y'all just talking about nothing at all? Like, it's just like little da-da-da-da-da-da, little kicking, little chatter about who did what and who may be sleeping with who and, you know, the latest on some pop culture stuff. And then you get ready to go and your friend says, oh, girl, and by the way, I'm going to be the CEO of this whole organization. I mean, just like as you like grabbing your purse to walk to the car and you have to turn around and sit down and say, what did you just say? See, in news, we call that burying the lead. And that is just what Michelle did. That's why I had to get her on the show so I could talk real crazy to her for burying the lead when we went to coffee at Flavor Cafe. And she did not tell me she's got this brand new gig and she's going to be doing some awesome things. Michelle, girl, we couldn't even finish our conversation. Now we got to finish it on the radio. Now everybody going to have to hear our business and your business. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, you're with the Women's Foundation in Minnesota. You all tapped me to MC and host your fundraiser recently. We had an amazing time, raised a lot of money for the organization to help so many women and girls right here in the great state of Minnesota. And so I was like, we have no reason to be hanging out. Let's just go to coffee. And we were just sitting there laughing and talking about who's still alive and who's dead and everybody's getting ready to leave. And do you say, oh, and by the way, let's let everybody know what that by the way was.
Yes, yes. I mean, we were with another friend. I think she was the one who added me. But I'm transitioning away from the Women's Foundation Minnesota to be the next president of the Minnesota Council of Foundations. And really excited about the opportunity. It's a great way to work with other foundations besides just the Women's Foundation and really collaborate and help make sure that the philanthropic community here in Minnesota is supporting all the efforts and the change that we want to see in our community.
Okay, so how did this journey start? I know you have been in philanthropy for a very long time, always helping the community even before that. But to get into this president role, that's a big deal, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's really been a journey. You know, it started back when I was working at NIDA, which is a nonprofit mm-hmm. that helps minority entrepreneurs succeed. And we had some very ambitious goals there. We really wanted to build out a platform that helps minority entrepreneurs figure out, you know, what's the next step for their business, depending on their industry, the stage of their business. And we wanted to coordinate and collaborate with other nonprofits that serve minority entrepreneurs, like African Development Center, Latino mm-hmm. Economic Development Center, all of these different nonprofits. And so we had a big vision that was going to take, you know, quite a bit of funding. And so the first person that we really went to and spoke to was Trista Harris, who was the president of the Minnesota Council of Foundations at that time. And she really, you know, gave us advice and recommendations on foundations that would potentially be interested in funding our collective work together, because it was going to be, you know, multi-year work. It wasn't something that we could accomplish mm-hmm. by ourselves in 1 year, but really we had to work together in order to achieve that vision and get the funding that we need for minority entrepreneurs here in Minnesota.
And so this is a big jump, a big step, a big change. How is your family responding to that?
Oh, they're excited for me. They're very supportive. And, you know, they know that I've always been really passionate about giving back to the community. My own parents are refugees from Vietnam, and it was really the philanthropic community that really helped my family in that giving spirit. You know, we had neighbors who helped my dad find a job and, you know, helped to get him a used car so he could drive to that job, and taught my mom, you know, how to make Thanksgiving turkey and like all of these different things. And so I know that something that I've always wanted to do in my career is to figure out a way that I could give back to the community and to help others who are new to this country, who are struggling, to make sure that they have the opportunities that I have been given throughout my life by my mentors and people in my community.
Okay, so what are you most looking forward to about this new role?
I'm really looking forward to kind of expanding the work that we do at the Women's Foundation in Minnesota. You know, we, as a community foundation, it's a struggle. People don't always know what community foundations do. They don't know in general what foundations do. You know, I think people have a vague idea that foundations do grant making. They provide grants to nonprofits. But community foundations are really interesting because they actually, like you mentioned, we raise money from the community to invest in community. Right. And so I think there are many different types of foundations that are part of the Minnesota Council of Foundations. And, you know, we really have similar missions, the Women's Foundation, the Minnesota Council of Foundations. You know, mm-hmm. we really want to build a more equitable community for everyone so that resources flow to where they're needed. And so I really want to be able to expand that work. You know, at the Women's Foundation, we are very focused on gender equity. And with the Minnesota Council of Foundations, they'll be working with a lot of different foundations across the state of Minnesota. So collaborating with members like the Women's Foundation, as well as others, to see what can we do? Can we pool funds together in order to support some of these bigger projects? Some of the ones that they've been working on lately are Press Forward, you know, supporting independent media. So excited to be on your radio show here. Mm-hmm. Local independent media is super important so that people can be informed and know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And other big, you know, initiatives like climate change. That's a huge problem that, you know, not one foundation can really solve all by themselves, or one nonprofit. It really takes everyone in the community working together to help mitigate against that. So there are a lot of really big initiatives on the horizon that I'm excited to work on, and just really want to expand some of the work that I started doing at the Women's Foundation of Minnesota, but out into working with other foundations, collaborating with others that have similar passions, similar missions, and making sure that we are building the most equitable community we can here in Minnesota.
Well, Michelle, I am so excited for you. Congratulations. God bless you. Y'all have been a fly on the wall, because this is just a continuation of the conversation that we couldn't finish because she waited until it was time to go to let us know this big, giant news. Brianna Joyner was the other friend who was there with us, hanging out, having coffee, laughing and talking and just breathing together with one another and sharing as women mm-hmm. In this journey we call life, as we all try to do our part to make Minnesota the greatest state in the country to live in. Congratulations again, Michelle. I'm so happy for you. And you got to come back on anytime you all have initiatives or programs you want to get the word out. You know, I'm always here for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And y'all stick around. My favorite part of the show is coming up. I get to chat with Steve Thompson. We knew them when. Like, they remind me of, like, Prince or Morris Day in the Time. Like, they are the new version of the Minneapolis Sound.
So how many people are in this group?
So it's two sisters and then two brothers. And the good thing that I love about it is they play their own instruments. Like brothers back there on the, because you know, a lot of times people are singing the tracks and you're like, where is music coming from?
Yeah.
Like the brothers playing the drums, the sisters playing the keyboards, another sister's on bass, and another brother's got another guitar, and they all singing, and it is, and they're writing their own music. It is just amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that is good. You know, you and I know a very talented family, the Steels.
Yes.
You know, every now and then, and this goes back a number of years, but when Gerilyn would bring in her family members, it was just like, I'm not worthy of this. And they would do a song or two in studio. It was amazing.
I mean, Steve, I could go to music classes 8 hours a day for 10 years, and I still wouldn't have the talent that they have, just like waking up in the morning. I mean, you know, and that's what I had the kid's dad on the show, and Mr. Ed Nunn, because the group is called None Above. And I said, at some point, you got to realize that your child has it. You know what I mean? At some point, you got to say, okay, this is not just something we're going to do after school. This is their destiny. This is like what they're supposed to do.
Well, and Gerilyn, you realize there's talent, and there's that God-given talent, but you got to work, and you got to put in the work, and you got to put in the time, and you got to pay their dues. And all the greats, and all the great entertainers, and performers, and artists, and as we call them today, content creators, that they have the talent, but they also put in the hard work that it takes to get that out there. It just doesn't happen. It's not magic.
It takes a lot of work, and that's the one thing that he was saying, the hours of private lessons you know, the practicing, and you know, the commitment from the entire family, because this is a singing group, but the mama's over there swiping for t-shirts, and the daddy's on the board making sure the sound's good, and somebody got to get there, somebody got to buy them clothes, somebody got to get them instruments and get everything set up. I mean, this is a total group effort. And you know, you and I know that having special needs kids, your daughter went to college at Arizona, and you know, she's in a wheelchair, and y'all set that up so that she could go there and graduate and get a 4-year degree. I look at that all the time, Steve, and I think about the work that took with you and your wife Michelle, and how y'all made that possible. Y'all just give me so much hope as a parent who has kids with special needs.
Well, and I think it just gets back to that work. It's like, you know, all the credit to her. She went down there. She did the work. She went to class. She did the studying. She wrote the papers. You know, she got along great with her caregivers, and they were all students as well, and wonderful young women. I mean, many of those kids that were her caregivers at Arizona, you know, our doctors and physical therapists, and you know, just great human beings. It was such a team effort, and I think you get back to music or this group. You know, it is a team effort, and it does take a lot of work and attention to detail. You know, to get that right and do the right things and have the right gigs and not get mixed up with the wrong management, etc.
I'm glad that the dad and the mom are very involved, didn't just kind of hand the kids over to somebody else, because you see that a lot of times too, where they just drop the child off at R. Kelly's house, Puff Daddy's house, or something crazy, and then all of a sudden we got a, you know, behind the scenes made for TV movie. But speaking of TV, Steve, did you see Malcolm Jamal Warner died? Were you as heartbroken as I was?
It was heartbreaking. And he was a real talent. He wasn't, you know, in some of these kids that get involved in show business at a young age and don't have the proper guidance. But he was a very talented, and I want to keep calling him a young man because I think about him from the Cosby Show, but you know, he was almost as old as me when he passed away in that tragic accident. But he was a real Renaissance man. He had a lot of talent, a lot of depth, and poetry was a big thing to him.
And, you know, I saw him. He came to the Minnesota Orchestra Juneteenth to do a performance. And speaking of the Steels, Gerald and Sister Jovita sang on that show with him. Alan Page was there. Wow. He did some poetry. And Steve, sitting in the audience, I turned into a little 14-year-old girl. Like, this was my first TV crush. This was like the guy that I grew up, like, he was my, in my mind, he was my boyfriend. I had his posters on the wall. And so I didn't know what to expect. Like, they said, okay, he going to do poetry. But I'm like, is he going to do like Cosby Show stuff? Is he like going to be Theo Huxtable all over again? And he came out there and he was a grown man. And he did his poetry and, you know, to the tunes of the Minnesota Orchestra backing him up. And it was so beautiful. And, you know, we gave him a standing ovation. And, you know, in reading the stories after his death, Bill Cosby said the last time that, you know, one of the last times that they talked was after the show in Minneapolis. He said he called him and he was so excited to tell him about the standing ovation that he got. And I was like, wow, he felt that love that we have for him, you know, the extension of the love that we have for our TV crush, now a grown adult man who is out here just living his best life. And I tell you what, Steve, somehow he was able to remain private. I have been digging and can't find his wife's name. I don't know what his daughter looks like. Don't know her name. Like, he stayed off the grid, even though he was a public figure. He was married with a daughter. You know, nobody has the name of his wife or his daughter. It's still not out. If TMZ don't know it, you know he was private.
Right. And, you know, good for him. He made all that money, and I'm sure he made a lot of money as a star on the Cosby Show. We know how big that was. But then, you know, he did his own thing, and I give him credit. And he maintained his privacy and, you know, kind of did what he wanted to do. And that is to be admired.
Yeah, it is. I am just, but I'm heartbroken though. I mean, you know, such a tragedy, you know, thinking, you know, some girlfriends of mine, they do a travel podcast on my network and, you know, they were just kind of sharing travel safety tips. And one of the things that I didn't think about that they were saying is they've been traveling together for over 30 years. We're 54 now. And they said when they were 24, they used to go to Costa Rica and they would go off, you know, in a little, you know, boat or whatever. And they would just jump off the boat and go in the water and swim and do all kinds of fun stuff. And they said a couple years ago, they tried it. Like, they got on this boat and they went out in the water and they said, you know, we're good swimmers. You know, we swim all the time. We're physically fit. They said, but they jumped off the boat in their 52-year-old body and it didn't respond to the water the same as their 24-year-old body. So they had to get back in the boat and put on life jackets. So one of the tips that they gave to their listeners on it's called the Jet Set Divas podcast was that, you know, you may go back to a place that you used to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.